mean Shin Dalet Mem. So you notice it's written Shin Dalet Mem, not Shin Mem Dalet, because that word refers to the destruction. Then a halach b'midbar b'Shabbos, a person who's traveling in the midbar on Shabbos, and he lost his count. Okay. A person is traveling in the midbar and he lost his count. He's not sure what day is Shabbos. So, there's two issues over here. One issue over here is that he has to keep the halacha Shabbos every day because it's suffering the raisa, and he's only allowed to do the amount of work he needs to sustain him, pekuch nefesh. The second issue is he shouldn't forget the concept of Shabbos. So Chazal said, from that point onwards, from the day that he realized he forgot, he counts 7 days. And that 7 day, he acts as if it's Shabbos. So he says Kiddush and he says Abdullah at the end. Abdullah without lighting the nair. And saying the bracha of Abdullah. If he has what to live on, he can't do any malachas until what he has ends. He can do malacha every day. But even the day that he's acting as Shabbos, he can do malacha. For his minimal needs. But that day, he's allowed to travel as much as he needs because he has to get out of the midbar. And so once he gets out of the midbar, he will be able to get back into the state of not being mechal Shabbos constantly. So for the purpose of getting out of the midbar, he's allowed to continue to walk beyond the Isra B'tchum. Halach b'midbar. A person got captured and he lost track of the days which day is Shabbos. But in that situation you can tell from the Goyish what they're doing, sometimes you'll be able to figure out what day it is in the Jewish week. But the guy's in the midbar, it's all by himself. He has no point of reference to figure that out. Okay, miyam shenolson, Rasulam, miyam shenolvo beliba a sabik masai hu Shabbos. From the day he says, I don't know what day is Shabbos. From that day, he counts 7 days. And voisa yom gufa hu yom rishon leminyan sheshes yimeachol. And that counts as day one of the 6 days. And the seventh day is B'Kiddush Abdullah. Then Asher Oseh Kiddush Al Pas, V'Yayin Kedin. He makes Kiddush on bread, wine. V'Tidu Chachamim Zeh L'Zikaron. Chazal, where Masakin this as a reminder, Shel Tishkach Tara Shabbos. He shouldn't lose the concept of Shabbos. V'Mein Lohi doesn't have bread or wine. You can't say that tefila will make the yotzei mitzvah kiddush through davening. To ha tefila who mispalo shal Shabbos b'yam zeh, he will daven on that day the Shabbos take a davening. Which calls the prima godim. So he'll say the kiddush of Shabbos. He'll say excuse me the tefilas of Shabbos. V'yotzei mitzvah mitarayis tefila imayoyim hu b'yam Shabbos. If it turns out this day really is Shabbos, and a person does not make kiddush on wine. He makes Kiddush in davening, he'll be yotzei the din d'oraisa making Kiddush in Shabbos. The Rabbanon is a mitzvah of saying yain, but the mitzvah of d'oraisa is even just saying the words, which he can fulfill by saying it in the Shemoneh Esrei, the Kiddush of Shabbos. K'mavur le'el b'sim reish ayin alef, b'mishabura ayin shom. V'gam yavda b'tfilah, then motzi Shabbos, he has no wine again, but he'll say havdola in tfilah, shemer ad tocher n'antonu. And so in this case of necessity, you can fulfill your mitzvah Abdullah through the paragraph of Atoch and Antono that you say in Shemoneh Esrei.
So if one is one does not remember the words of Tefillah Shemoneh Esrei, Is there another way for them to be Yotzei Midaraisa?
Yeah, there's a Kevager. There's a Kevager before that says that just by saying Good Shabbos, you would be here to the Din Daraisa of Mikado Shabbos with Torah.
Is there an issue of doing saying that before Shabbos starts for another reason?
Early Kabbalah, you mean?
Yeah.
In general, not. You know, but it's interesting. So that comes up that I think we discussed this the Japan issue with the 2 days. So I think when the Mir was in Shanghai, now the Mir was in Japan, what they would do is they would keep they kept according to the Chazon Ish that Sunday was Shabbos, and they kept Shabbos according to Rukh Michal, which that Shabbos was Shabbos. But the other day, you would daven weekday davening. But you would say they said take a Shabbos to be yotze din d'oraisa of saying kiddush. You couldn't make a kiddush on the kais because it's a sapik bracha. But they would take a Shabbos. The other place where it comes up interesting, Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva. The person doesn't say Abdullah wants a Shabbos. He's not supposed to do malacha. You're not supposed to be benefit from his malacha either, or put him in a situation doing malacha. So he said that. So you have a situation, Motzi Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, you get on the bus, it's very possible that the bus driver didn't say Abdullah, he's not from. So you tell him, Gutvach, the same way Gut Shabbos counts as the rice of the Kiddush Dikadin, so saying Gutvach will count the rice as a Havdollah Dikadin. So when he answers back to you, Gutvach, he goes, yet to Havdollah with me to rice. So that's the answer that Tzitz Eliezer gives on that issue.
Probably caught on by now.
Oh, the drivers?
Especially if you say
good bucks. They say Shabbat Tov, you know. I'm sure people greet each other in Motzei Shabbos.
But before you even get into the bus, he opens the door for you.
It's like a big marshal him. So, you know, what are you going to do? You can do. Listen, we don't have full control over him. Okay, now if he has what to live on, all he has is bread. He can't engage in some type of other work in order to be able to get some food. So Mr. Bird is talking about a practical issue, like what exactly is he going to do malacha to get food if he has bread? So the case would be possibly he was traveling with a caravan. And he would help somebody else, and they would give him food as a payment. So he can't do that malacha. The loy ain't can be koch nefesh because it's a suffix Shabbos. So each day is a suffix Shabbos. It's only mutter because of koch nefesh, then danger to life. Well, there's no danger to life. He has what to live on. Imal his barnes. The hainu mikas b'sher yesh loy. He has food money. Or he has an item which he can sell. People will give it to my credits. They'll give it to him as matana. So all those scenarios, he has what to live on. He's mechuyev to explore those possibilities before he can be mechal al Shabbos. Not just on that, on the day which he counts as Shabbos, but all 6 days also. Each day is a suffering, maybe it's Shabbos. Why don't you follow the majority? Each day of a suffering, is this a Shabbos or not? Well, Rav days are not Shabbos. We follow the Rav. So Mishmur answers, Zeh Mikri Kavua, Doch Yom Shabbos, Min Kerla Kerlu. So I'm not sure if you're familiar with the concept. We have a rule that you follow the majority. We also have a rule based on a pasuk called Kavua, Kemechsla Mechsadami. Have we discussed this ever?
Doesn't sound familiar.
No?
Doesn't sound
familiar. So it's a pasuk base. It's not a svar necessarily. But based on a pasuk, because I learned from a pasuk, that when you're dealing with a sofik, and each item that you're dealing with is stationary and established in a place and has a certain chashivas to it. So you deal with it as if it's a 50-50 suffix, even though it's 90-10.
We deal with those with the meat situation.
Right.
Okay.
So Zakta Mishnah Berurah, that we, the Bungan Rum asked this question. He says, well, we deal with Shabbos as if it's a kavua. Each day is a separate day. And Shabbos is one of those 7 days, even though it's 6 to 1. But Shabbos is a kavua as much as every other day is a kavua. So it's a case of kavua. And therefore, it dealt with it a 50-50 chance.
So if we would know that Shabbos was within 1 day, then you could count 7 days. Well, you could count 7 days and have a suffix, let's say, within 2 days for every 7 days you count, and that
right. So other days you could do regular balacha then.
So as long as it's not just a all or nothing situation. If you don't know when Shabbos is, and you have to.
Well, it's in the most of the person knows. He remembers that he left on a weekday, and he knows it's been 5 weeks since he left. He knows exactly which day he left. He doesn't remember the week it was. Mm-hmm. But he knows that day, each week, that day will be a day which is not Shabbos. Right? So that theoretically, you know, Mishnah Berurah will mention that. Or the Shulchan Aruch mentions that. That's the next sif. Now he doesn't have what to live on, so he's allowed to do malacha to get his parnasa. Again, each day he has to limit his work. He's only allowed to do as much as is necessary to live on. He can't benefit from, get involved in malacha beyond his minimal needs. Now, his sixth day, so say, let me do more malacha on day six so I can do less malacha on day seven. No, maybe day six is the real Shabbos, day seven is a weekday. And his day six, kelahachin al yom shvi shaloi to prepare for day seven, his day seven. So yitzarach lasses by malachal, he should not need to do any work in it. Gam ken osur. The shema hayom hu yom Shabbos and the machor hu yom chol. Maybe really Friday is his supposed Friday. His yom shishi really is yom Shabbos, and when he calls yom Shabbos, it's really yom rishon. See, how can you do malach on Shabbos for Sunday? So obviously you can't do that. Ve'ech yichalu b'dabr shenu negele b'kol nefesh. How could you do work on Yom Shishi, which is really Shabbos, for something which is not life-threatening? Okay. Awa k'nei parnosa mutter. But for his needs, that's mutter. Shenegele b'kol nefesh, because that's life-threatening. Shim lo yasa malocha yomus b'min b'rov. If he doesn't do work, he's going to die from starvation. Now, but he yavid. Imerviach b'yom echad yosef m'knei pernasos. If one day he was able to, he ended up doing more than he was supposed to and was allowed to, but he did it. So loch is also the mocha lasses malocha at sheichlo my mashiyeshlo. So now he has more leftover for the next day. So he has no right to be mechalal Shabbos the next day because he has what to live on. Okay, but one thing he's allowed to do is mutalelech. Feel a common basos even many parsos, which is clearly. The Tchum Deraisa is, we hold, there is Tchum Deraisa, like most poskim, and the Shir Tchum Deraisa, I mean, Rabban, the Shir Tchum is very small, it's 200 amma, which is four, it's less than a mile.
200 ammas?
Excuse me, it's like 2,000 ammas. Right, so, for most of us, it's very, very rarely in a gay, you're in the city, Tchum only starts at the end of the city, you know, city limits. You go out to the point where we did a Shabbaton out in the mountains. So whatever your area is, that's it. And after Tchum starts immediately after that. So that's in the Gaya. But Deraisa, the Shir, if there is Tchum Deraisa, which is Mechloikas, but if there is Tchum Deraisa, the Shir is three Parsa, which is 12 mil. So in other words, at 2,000 amas per mil, that's 24,000 amas, which is 48,000. Let's say if you learn a mil, if you suggest that an amma is 2 feet, it would be 48,000 feet, which is about 9 miles.
Why do we say if there is derais, if there is a?
There's a mechlekes in the more whether there's a tchum then tchum derais, and the mechlekes how you paskin. So assuming there is, so he's saying over here you can go many parcels beyond that. Why is that so? L'chari, that's Shabbos. You're not allowed to do that. So, but if you don't do this, he's going to be stuck in the midbar for who knows how long. If every week, only day, he can only travel this minimal amount, we're afraid he might get stuck there for such a long time that he'll never get out. So, and this is a way for him to get beyond the issue of the Chilul Shabbos and the danger, etc. It's a way of getting out of the danger. So that's called... Now, Afilu Yomer Shekat Mekadosh Bo, Kelamar Lotzis Bo Min Amidbar. He's allowed to keep walking even on the day 7. Avashari Yisur Mefilu Ein Arak Shuus Terabana. Also, Lotzis Bo Yomer Shvi Shalai. So, Yisur Terabana, we're going to make a line on what he calls day 1, day 2, day 3, etc. But on day 7. Yisurim Darabona, we're going to be Machmurna. There is that day he's keeping like it's a Vit Shabbos. So he's going to be keeping the Darabonas on that day. Okay. That's the Magen Avraham. Well, your Rabbi, Mekel B'Shuus Afilu B'Yam HaShvi Shaloi. The Rabbi says, no, keeping Shuut Rak Tzeket Darabonan. It's still only a Sabbat Rabbanon. We're not sure if there's an Isra Muksa today. Maybe, yeah, maybe no, it's a Sabbat Rabbanon the Kula. So Magen Avraham says that we deal with it as if this is, there was a Takana of Chazal to keep this day as if it's Shabbos. So you can't be moving Muksa. You can't be carrying on a Carmelis. So, on this day, but the... The Ali Rabbi says, no, it ends up still being a Suffolk Rabbanon. It's not a Suffolk Deraisa. Deraisa, there's no wisdom of carrying on a Carmelis. This is the Suffolk of the Issa Rabbanon. Suffolk Rabbanon is the Kula.
So for situations on where it's not clear if there's a Kulach HaNefesh or not, let's say the extreme example would be a concentration camp, right? So if one would do more malacha for themselves with, you know, without being clear on... Kulach nefesh, certainly the whole situation being kulach nefesh to do whatever we want to do. I'm not sure.
Well, over there, there was any infraction could incur the death penalty. So there was basically everything was kulach nefesh.
I'm trying to compare the opportunity to do more malacha to, because you don't know what's coming the next year, the next day. In terms of there's a real doubt.
So I mean, see the question over here is what is so we said that we're going to allow him to do the walking because that's going to get him out of there even though it might be an Issa D'Oraisa, which means theoretically he's in a situation which is Chilul Shabbos is life threatening, so I want to, you know, draw a big SOS sign, which maybe this way the planes flying by will be able to see me and get me out. But each day, I don't really need that for pikuach nefesh. I'm not eating it, I'm not drinking it. So, but it's a melacha d'oraisa of drawing an S, drawing a letter, like it's this big, you know, on the big, he has some material, and he wants to draw this very large so the planes, you know, might not have to see him, you know, but they still see it. You ought to do that. In other words, so Lachara, why? It's not because of Nefesh. On the other hand, there's this surah which says over here, if I can do something which will get me out of there, and therefore get out of the situation of Chilul Shabbos and life being life, my life being threatened, that's also mutter.
Okay.
So that'd be mutter. Okay. Fine. Base. Hayadeya minyan yoyim shiyotzeba. He knows what day it is based on the count of the day that he left. Kigarin shiyodeya shayoyim yoyim revi. Ayoyim chamishi elitziyasa. He knows this is the fifth day since he left. It's the fourth day since he left. The fifth day since he left. Alva eni yodeya beisa yoyim yotze. He forgot which day of the week he left on. So he doesn't know which day of the week it is, but he knows which day it is on the count from the time that he left. So, then, so on day 8, he can do all the work that he wants, because that's clearly not a, that's clearly a weekday. He didn't leave on Shabbos, so this day, the eighth day later, counting the day they left is day 1. So day 8 is going to be clearly a weekday. So those would, if he keep track on that, he'd be able to be do malacha that day. Now that he doesn't know which day he left. Well, can also last is take of malacha. So any day already he can't do malacha. Ushlishi. Maybe he left on day on Monday or Tuesday. Yom Shabbos. And if he left, now today is Yom Ravi or Yom Chamishi since he left, well, but if he left on Monday, so 5 days later is Shabbos. If he left on Tuesday, 4 days later is Shabbos. Chem Yom Shishi B'Shvi. Day 6 and day 7, he had to Malacha. Neshama Yotze B'Yom Rishi B'Sheni. Maybe he left on day on Sunday, so now day 7 is Shabbos. Or he left on Monday and day 6 is Shabbos. But on day 9 he can't. What's the issue? The hagam the ain derech lotzis mi beis erev Shabbos. It's not normal for a person to leave his house on erev Shabbos. So we should say, theoretically, that he didn't leave on Friday. So when it comes day 8, they know that it's neither Friday nor Shabbos. So if that's true, so then day 8 is mutter, day 9 is also going to be mutter. Because he knows he didn't leave on, he knows he didn't leave on Shabbos. He also knows he didn't leave Erev Shabbos. So if today is day 8 from then, the next day it's not Shabbos. Right? Mm-hmm. Says no. That's it's not impossible. The Doma Mikla Shiara, sometimes there was a caravan traveling. That's when they say Jewish people. There was a caravan traveling. When a flock bearer of Shabbos, so he for the safety issues, he traveled with the caravan. He left the Erev Shabbos. You can't Yom Tishi Litziyosa who Shabbos. Then it comes out day 9 is Shabbos. Abu Yom Shini Bechein Lelo. The night of the 7th, the 8th day, and the day of the 8th day is Mutter. Now, Kasa Karna. So Karna said, now, Im Yochel Lasus Malacha Ba'usa Yoyim, she's Yasmik Leila, but his partner means that Kol Ashua. Also Lasus Malacha Kol Ashua. So now I have a day which is Vade, not Shabbos, and he's allowed to do as much work as he wants, so he's Mechiv to do as much work as he can then, in order not to have to do work on Shabbos, on all the days which are Suffolk Shabbos. Okay, so this is a big Yisoid, that if a person has a situation where he can do person is mechuyav to do what he can, not to have to be in a situation of chilul Shabbos. So So the Bir Halacha has an interesting question. In the case of a person's in the army, and he's going to have to do Melachos Deraisa, and he can move over and do it Erev Shabbos as opposed to on Shabbos, right? He'd be mechuyav to do that work in Erev Shabbos if and when possible, not to have to do the work on Shabbos. Now, what about a situation where he did this extra work, let's say, Erev Shabbos, all the way through, it's been Shmoshes already. So he could finish it off today, not have to do tomorrow. He said, listen, Chil Shabbos is going to happen either way. So what should he do? Let him just finish it now, do Mechal Shabbos Friday night, and not need to be Mechal Shabbos the next day, because there's no difference. Mishnah says no. But today, it's his true choice to do it. Tomorrow, the person in charge is forcing him to do it. He has to do it by on the seventh day, and he's going to try and hop around and get it done earlier this way. When it comes seventh day, he'll say, no, it's done already. But that's his decision. Day seven, when he walks in over there and they say, buddy, go do it, they're forcing him to do it, that he's got to listen. But to do it today, that's wrong. That's what he starts off and suggesting. Maybe there's no difference. He says, then he says, maybe you could argue the other way around. That maybe it can happen somewhere in the 24-hour period. We know that. That's a fact. So you just go do it now already. Maybe you'll get by doing it now. You'll end up with less work to do. So that's a possibility. It says so the Shartzin in Sivkot and Tess, you take a look at the Shartzin. You can figure out from this the Nesona Hamalchus Hamemshola Haremema, the exalted government. Malachal Ishat Zava, work for a person in the army. Has he finished by Shabbos? No. He said, do it beforehand. Today, Shlo Yitzarach Lechal Shabbos. Or in order to minimize his Chilul Shabbos. The Rei Amam Sholo Loit Simsa Shiyasa Davka Bimah Shabbos. They didn't say you have to do it on Shabbos. Chinuch Alum and Mr. Minzeh, Kama Aloch is a Mitzioris Binyin Zeh. There's many different examples which would go along these lines. So now, theoretically, it should come out in a situation where the person is involved has a situation of Chilul Shabbos, based on Pikuach Nefesh. So he's mechuyav to prepare, do all everything beforehand in order to limit not the Chilul Shabbos, which is being done because of Pikuach Nefesh. So a woman who's pregnant, who has an option of pre-registering by the hospital. So you shouldn't have to sign on Shabbos because they're going to refuse treatment. She knows she's going to be going in, possibly going in on Shabbos, so she should pre-register. If her mother can come and spend Shabbos with her in this way, that she doesn't have to go do who knows what with the kids, and call this way, another thing, to come to care of the kids. Which has to go to the hospital, but have the mother can stay there and minimize that. You know, if that's an option, it's an option. You should be mechuyav to do that. So now, how far do you take this argument? So maybe you have a situation where there's a hotel right next door to the hospital. So she's mechuyav to take out a room in the hotel before Shabbos. This way, she shouldn't have to drive to the hotel on Shabbos, to the hospital on Shabbos. So that person say no. This halacha is. Since the mitzvah when it's being done is being done beheter, it's not the same thing as a person is just doing it beheter. So it's a chumrah, it's a milah. It's not ma'akel. You have to go through the tircha and the difficult tircha of spending every Shabbos in a hotel room as opposed to at home and the cost, etc. You're not mechuyav to do that. Whatever you can do within reason, you should do.
So I didn't get full clarity. So if there is a, for sure you're going to be put in a situation where you're going to have to do malacha on Shabbos, and if you can minimize the amount you do by cutting into to the beginning of Shabbos a little bit, as with that it would help you avoid a lot more on other parts of Shabbos. Is that preferable, or is it that only when you're forced?
Again, I'm sorry.
So, if you do 5 minutes of work Erev Shabbos, in order to prevent yourself from doing 20 minutes of work, if you're doing 5 minutes of work cutting into the beginning of Shabbos, in order to prevent yourself from doing 20 minutes of work later on,
so Mishabur is mesupik on that. Berloch is mesupik on that, because right now, the malach, what he has to do later on, he's going to be forced to do. So he'll be doing under duress,
And that's better than
it might be better choice. Than doing it now by choice.
Okay.
Or maybe not, because at the end of the day, you're going to... You know, the question comes up in a lot of different options.
Say that it's going to happen tomorrow.
What?
Maybe the guy who's...
Who got freed. Okay, yeah, possibly. My Rebbe says the story that the fellow came, you know, he owed money to the Poritz for the inn. You know, he was the innkeeper, you know, so they would rent from the... So the business was bad. It was a bad winter. It was very rainy and snowy and muddy, and nobody was traveling. So didn't have month number one. The Poritz called him in, where's the rent? Screamed his head off at him. He says, "You do it again, I'm throwing you out in the middle of the winter into the street." Next month, he went the same thing. Third month, he said he had no money. Just had no money. The Poritz says, "If you come, I'm throwing you to the dungeon. You're obviously alive today again. And you're throwing your wife and kids out in the middle of the street." Davins, he says, "Vidu," he davins, he goes, comes back with a major smile. His wife asked him, "So, you know, what happened? Was the Poritz, was he Mechel Dechayv? What happened?" He says, "He was Mechel Dechayv, which is one condition. I have to teach his horse how to fly." So she looks at him and says, "Yankele, Meshuggah Gevoren, are you crazy? How can you teach a horse how to fly?" She says, "Shprintzachai, I don't understand. There's four possibilities. Possibility number one is that the Poritz will die by the end of next year. Possibility number two is, I'll die by the end of next year. Possibility number three is the horse will die by the end of next year. Possibility number four is I'll teach how to fly. It's like four options. Like, what am I worried about? Like, where am I now? You know?" And my parents used to say this a lot, is a story, like, you know, like, you know, okay, you know, chill out. You're right, but that being said, you know, a situation where a person's in the army, you know, generally you assume that he's, you know, now what's it? I mean, this has options. Let's say a person, it's on Kippur night. So this fellow, if he fasts, right now there's no danger to his life. But we know if he keeps fasting, before he improves a little bit, he'll have to eat a full shear. Or we can start feeding him a pachas because shear now, and we'll never have to eat a full shear. So it's better.
It seems like the pachas.
What's called a vada?
They're both vada. I mean, it's vada.
It's vada that he's going to have a shear.
So he's going to have a shear. If he fasts now, by 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, he's going to have to eat a full shear. He would get that sick. So, or I could give him malpachas mishir is also the raisa, but it's a less level of chumra. So, Moshe passing, you should give him malpachas mishir. Riyasha passing, you should not. Now, what do you do? Okay.